It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. Well, I try to talk as often as possible on the show about local topics, but today I'd like to talk with you about something global and then bring it around to how it might affect us here. Right now, there are some big shifts happening as far as how global shipping is conducted, and they are affecting world trade. And since most of our goods are imported, we are part of that chain. I'm talking about how attacks on ships in the waters off Africa and the drought in the Panama Canal are affecting world trade. It's another example of how everything is connected. Here's a little background. Here's a bit from a gcaptain.com story about the current situation in the Suez and Panama Canals. Quote, supply chains worldwide have been disrupted as trade through the Suez and Panama Canals, two critical shipping routes, has seen substantial decline in recent months. The Suez Canal, the primary maritime route between Asia and Europe, experienced a 50% year-over-year decrease in trade volume in the first 2 months of this year due to Houthi attacks in the Red Sea area. That's according to the International Monetary Fund. They're called the IMF. This has led to shipping companies rerouting their vessels around the Cape of Good Hope, that's the southern tip of Africa, resulting in delivery delays of over 10 days. Meanwhile, the Panama Canal, which usually handles about 5% of global maritime trade, has also been negatively impacted. Due to a severe drought, authorities have had to impose restrictions that have significantly cut daily ship crossings since last October, leading to a 32% drop in trade volume compared to the prior year, close quote. And that's from gcaptain.com. Now, data shows that there's been an almost 75% increase in cargo ships going around the Cape of Good Hope, around the bottom of Africa. What that means is more time for ships to be at sea and more costs for ships in terms of personnel and fuel and delays in moving cargo from one place to another. So let's talk about the Panama Canal a bit, which is closer to us than the Suez, but way south of here. Down the bottom of South America there, below Cape Horn, it's going into winter there now, and that stretch of water, called Drake's Passage, is one of the most treacherous waterways in the world, even under good conditions. In the winter, it's just crazy. So shippers are taking other steps to get around that. Some shippers, Maersk for one, are opting to move cargo between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans in the area of the Panama Canal, that's that narrow land bridge between North and South America, via an existing railway. So they bring their container ships to one side, load the containers on rail cars and ship them to the other side, and load them again onto other ships for the journey to their destination. That's a lot of extra cost right there to move those goods. Here's a quote from a story published earlier this year on CNBC News about the Suez. Quote, the longer transits around the Cape of Good Hope are delaying the arrival of the empty vessels going back to Asia to pick up more U.S. imports. The delays are impacting the consistency of trade, which can impact the supply chain. Experts are urging U.S. companies to remain vigilant in their assessment of the Red Sea and be nimble in their supply chain logistics strategies. That means be ready for delays. Here's more from G. Captain. Quote, experts warn that disruptions could potentially affect inflation rates due to increased shipping costs and create complications for global trade and economic activity statistics, close quote. So the answer is more inflation and higher costs for things. Will it affect trade here on the Columbia? Well, that's not clear, but we may be insulated somewhat in terms of ship traffic and related costs. Most of our ship traffic comes from Asia across the Pacific. We also export lots of agricultural products and dry mineral cargoes across the Pacific, too. So we, as a region, don't rely on the Panama Canal the way others do for the majority of our ships coming here. But in terms of manufactured goods, the net effect of it costing more to move goods worldwide is higher consumer costs. After all, the whole purpose of building the Suez and Panama Canals was to avoid the lengthy, time-consuming, expensive, and dangerous crossings around the bottom of those two capes, Good Hope and Cape Horn. So these canals have become very important in world trade, and our current system relies on them, among others. These canals are two of a number of narrow waterways in the world called choke points by security experts, and they facilitate trade and allow ships to take those shortcuts. There are 7 of these choke points worldwide, and they are considered vital. And passage through them is protected by international maritime law. Experts say that disruption of any of these points could cause an unpredictable economic crisis for the world. Here's a look at all of them so you know where they are. It's a lesson in geography. One is the Strait of Hormuz between the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman, the Bab el-Mandeb Strait between Yemen and the Arabian Peninsula and Djibouti and Eritrea in the Horn of Africa, the Strait of Malacca between the Indonesian island of Sumatra to the southwest and the Malay Peninsula to the northeast, connecting the Andaman Sea with the Singapore Strait and the South China Sea, the Danish Strait connecting the Baltic Sea to the North Sea, the Turkish Strait connects the Aegean and Mediterranean Seas to the Black Sea, and the Cape of Good Hope around the southern tip of Africa, the Strait of Gibraltar, which connects the Atlantic Ocean to the Mediterranean Sea and separates Europe from Africa, the Suez Canal, connecting the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea, and the Panama Canal, which connects the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. Together, these 7 waterways hold the keys to smooth operation of world trade. Overall, it seems there's no clear end in sight to the conflicts that are affecting the Suez Canal. With regard to the Panama Canal, the Canal Authority announced this week that they are allowing for a bit more ship traffic through the canal now, thanks to slightly improved water levels. And that situation may improve as the rainy season comes around in Panama in late spring. Still, that area has been experiencing record drought conditions, which led to there literally not being enough water in the canals and in surrounding feeder lakes to allow the usual amount of ship traffic to pass through. So in this case, the issue of is there enough water to float a ship in a place that usually has more than enough has become a key issue. Can you imagine if the Columbia no longer had enough water to allow ships to pass? That would have a huge effect on life here in the region, both economically and in many other ways. So it's interesting to look at these world trends and see where they might lead us. Africa or even Panama might seem far away, but the global nature of trade in our current world means that what happens there could eventually affect us here as well, at the very least in the form of delayed shipments and higher prices. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening and have a great day. We'll be right back.